Jim Rome, weeknights 7 to 10. It's more than just sports.
A lot of talent, which doesn't hurt.
106.7 WJFK.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hell yeah. Peace be with you.
Hey, everybody. Gather around. My sexy man's gonna fill your ears with magic.
Congrats. Didn't have the timing on that one. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Very close.
We're here with Tony Perkins from Fox 5. Tony, we appreciate you dropping by this afternoon.
My pleasure. Love doing it.
It's hard. I'm reading this from the from John's Jottings, which is a website about noodling. It's hard to imagine anything dumber than wading it out in a muddy river, reaching down deep underwater into a dark hole and wiggling your fingers as bait, hoping that a giant catfish will clamp down on your hand so you can pull it out of the hole without getting pulled in yourself. That's a basic description of catfish noodling, and that's our big winner, JT,
that is
today.
That's horrifying.
It really is.
Fascinating. It is.
I don't know why am I the only person that has seen this? Well, I mean, I don't watch that much
but
television.
But you watch those cable reality outdoor shows.
Is that and the name you also hang with a different caliber of people than we do.
Is that the name of the show, Noodling for Catfish?
I think it was...
With Monty Hall?
It sounds like a cheap game show.
It does.
Time to play Noodling for Catfish.
You know what I seriously do watch a lot, though? On the weekends, I will watch fishing shows. Mm-hmm. And I especially watch them when I'm down in Florida because they have a lot of these local cable fishing shows.
Yes, they do.
And I think that's where I saw it. And
you have to wait for Imus to end for those to come on.
You want to talk about brain dead television? You got it, really. I don't know which is more brain dead. When I sit there and watch poker on TV or when I'm watching fishing, because you'll see a guy, you know, especially if it's bass fishing, and they just cast out their line.
How do you watch it? What do you?
I like to fish and I like to
do
see
you learn
people
something
catch
from
me.
Them.
No.
Yes, you do.
Oh, no,
do you
I'm
do any freshwater fishing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I fish down outside my home down there.
From your living room? You open a window?
I'm steps away from my living room. I'm on me a canal.
Are you in a boat? Are you in a boathouse?
No, I just walk down the riverbank, I mean the canal bank, and I throw a line out.
Tie it to your toe?
You know what I hooked down in Florida last summertime?
Okay, an old
what?
Person.
No.
It's a good guess.
I hooked me a tarpon.
Wow.
Yeah, big one. Was in our lake system.
A tarpon?
A tarpon.
What's a tarpon?
A tarpon's a fish, you queen.
I'm not a queen. I've gone catfishing.
It has a long beak, doesn't it, and a big fin?
I went catfishing one time at night with all these nasty bugs that were around, too.
Ooh.
Are you
Why
a big,
would you go at night?
Because that's when you get the catfish.
Yeah.
When they're active. That's when they feed.
They're nocturnal.
That's right. They leave the stump.
You should do a piece on that. I'm like everybody you meet in the mall.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
You should do.
Do a piece. My wife is an artist. She paints cars.
How how are things on the old Fox 5 morning news? How's
Fox
everything
5.
Going?
Things are going great. Yeah. Ratings are good. We're having a good time. Fox 5 morning news.
Are you going to be traveling at all? You're going to be going anywhere? They're going to send you anywhere? You're going to be going down to the Eastern Shore where they make guitars or anything?
No,
I loved it when you did that piece.
Yeah, me too.
I enjoyed that.
No, we don't. They're not sending me any place right now.
They're
I don't
just
know
keeping you in the studio.
Keeping me
they
locked
will.
Up
it's
in the studio.
They
well,
will.
They've let me out to do the radio thing. And, mm-hmm. There is a plan for me to be somewhere on Friday. I'm not going to say where because if it rains, I'm not going.
Oh,
I see.
Good for you.
So it's a secret special location?
Well, I mean, it is special.
Is it a good duty for you? Do you like it or are you like, oh my God, I gotta
like,
go there?
I like mixing it up. I like being in-house some days because I get to play with the co-anchors, and some days I like going out because it keeps things fresh and mm-hmm. interesting.
I'm going to put you on the spot here because sure. I know, not just with Fox 5, but when you were with Good Morning America, mm-hmm. obviously you traveled like, out the
All
ass
the
when you were with Good Morning America.
Yes.
What is the worst travel experience you had? The actual getting to the location.
Wow.
Did you have any, I would imagine with all the, I mean, didn't you have to fly into the belly of the beast sometimes when the storms were
Yeah,
around?
Probably the worst experience was the first, when I was with Good Morning America, was the first bad weather trip that I had to make, which was literally being awakened at 11:30 at night by the executive producer. In fact, it was May 1999, the Oklahoma City tornadoes,
Ooh.
And they occurred at nighttime.
Wow. Right.
And so I was awakened by the producer, and she told me what was going on, and she said, pack a bag, you got to get there.
So this is 11:30, and they're telling you,
night.
You have to leave
yep.
to be on the air in the morning
yep.
from
Oklahoma City.
How
seven.
Do you get a
That's
flight
right.
for
right.
that?
I think
jet.
He flies
private
a jet.
Jet.
Yeah. Private
yeah.
jet.
Yeah. And I'll never forget this because it was still storming when we got there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking at the radar at Teterboro, a little airport right in New Jersey.
Private airport outside of New York.
Right. And we're looking at the radar, and Aaron Brown was on the flight, too, because he was going to file a story for World News. This is before he went to CNN. Mm-hmm. And I remember we all looked at the radar, and it was just exploding in Oklahoma City. And we look at the pilot and say, well, what are we going to do? How are we going to get in? He says we're going to have to go around it and fly in the back end behind the storm and hope that things die down.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, and I'll never forget, Aaron said to the pilot,
I wouldn't be able to go on the air. I'd be hungover.
That's true.
Thanks a lot, Diane. We had a bit of a bumpy ride, but whoa, let me tell you, I want to thank all the people from Good Morning America. I'm Tony Perkins. I am S-Face.
Tony, what about the tornado?
Yeah, what about it?
Yeah, you can see.
This was really bad.
This pile of sticks over here was a home. I want to cry now. Oh, my God. But that's the way it worked on that show, right?
Well, yeah.
And I mean, the weather guy is always the guy that has to, bam, you have to do it at a moment's notice.
Yeah, do it at a moment's notice. You go in. It was very rocky getting in there. And I remember we got to our site with about 20 minutes to spare. So it was very, very close.
Wow. And of course, you're rested and refreshed.
Well, yeah, you know. But your adrenaline keeps you going.
Where's Aaron Brown? Is Aaron Brown dead?
No, he's CNN. Same thing.
Career-wise.
Oh, CNN? I never watched it.
Is he on CNN?
He follows Larry, doesn't he?
I don't. No, I asked you. I said, where is he?
No, I think he's gone. Yeah. I think he's gone.
Who's throwing it out to everybody?
Anderson Cooper follows.
That's right.
Yeah, right. Aaron is, he's a baker.
Now, when you fly into a situation like that, do you
brownies.
Do you bring your own crew, or does like a local ABC affiliate meet you there with cameras and
the
airplane?
It varies. Usually you meet a crew on the ground.
I see.
Because ABC has affiliates and even had bureaus in different locations.
Okay.
You hook up with crews.
Right.
And the great thing about going to the South, usually I would go to the South for tornadoes or hurricanes. Mm-hmm. Those crews have done it all, so you're in very good hands. Mm-hmm. Even when we would go into a hurricane, it's dangerous, it's scary, but we would be as safe as we possibly could be.
Right.
You try to locate yourself in the quadrant of the storm where you're going to have somewhat less activity.
Okay.
You know, you want to have enough activity that people can see something on TV,
right.
but
mm-hmm.
you have to be able to broadcast.
You know that guy Jim Cantore, the Weather Channel?
Yes.
He does it all like on a soundstage. That's what I heard.
It's all fake.
Industrial light and magic?
Yeah. It's all fake. It's all totally fake.
He's a good guy.
You see him on the beach. You've met Cantore?
Oh, we used to be at the same places many times.
I bet he strikes me as the kind of guy that walks into a bar. Oh. Jim Cantore, Weather Channel.
Oh, he would be drunk, too.
That's good.
A lot of drinking by weather people.
Okay, so time for a very quick news update from Buzz Burbank. We've got a full news segment coming up, but what do you have for us, Mr. Burbank? Well, what do you have for us, Mr. Burbank, as my throat? This is the time of the show where my throat starts to die.
It's going to be better tomorrow.
And I'm also having little mini strokes as we continue here. Go ahead, Buzz.
Well, first off, President Bush wants you to know that he, too, has made sacrifices for this war in Iraq. Well, one, anyway. He's given up golf for now.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight, and good luck.
He gave it up nearly 5 years ago, apparently. The president's most recent golf game was back in 2003, August or October, depending on whether you believe him or CBS News.
Yeah, of course, when you're playing golf, you can't be evil.
In an interview yesterday for Yahoo and Politico.com, the president said...
Yeah, really is. I don't want some mom whose son may have recently died to see the commander-in-chief playing golf. I feel I owe it to the families to be as, you know, to be in solidarity as best as I can with them. And I think, you know, playing golf during a war, it just sends the wrong signal.
And there you have it.
Okay, want me to translate?
Yes, please. Right.
He sucks at it, and he doesn't want to play anymore, and this is a wonderful way to spin it.
You know what I think?
What's that?
I think someone at some point said to him, you know, Mr. President probably shouldn't be playing golf.
Mm-hmm.
He probably wisely agreed, but then you just don't play. You don't say to a magazine or on an online interview,
hey, look at me.
Solidarity with the troops and the families.
Oh,
I'm not playing golf.
You do if you're Hump of Humps. Yes.
H-O-H.
Yes, H-O-H. Hump of Humps.
And this is my theory as to why there wasn't a White House wedding, that the wedding was in Texas instead.
Yes.
It just would have looked bad.
I agree.
I still think it would have been a smarter move to have a White House wedding.
The lengths I will go to.
Did you see what he...
what he did there?
He was just trying to make his point again. He was making his point.
It's actually a big story. Today.
Argument Wednesday.
No, it isn't.
you're Hump of Humps Jr. today.
Wow.
Thank you.
Shares the title.
President Bush says the thing Congress did yesterday, voting to take away some of the oil companies' tax breaks and make government stop hoarding oil, won't do any good. Granted, the lawmakers did pass this because it's an election year and voters are none too pleased about the way things have been going, gas price-wise.
Sneaking out to play golf. Everybody's sneaking out. Secret golf.
No, he plays mini golf.
Night golf.
What he did is he ripped out the bowling alley in the basement and he's installed a mini golf course.
Man, Laura, come on down here. See, I can get this in the clown's mouth. I got it in the clown's mouth.
Who are you?
I'm George W. Bush.
Do you have a title?
I'm Hump of Humps.
That's right.
I will not play golf as long as this war continues. Oh, bite me.
So when Bush vetoes this consumer energy bill, Congress plans an in-your-face override of that veto.
Yeah.
You couldn't have gotten that to happen 5 years ago if your life depended on it.
I will no longer enjoy chocolate milkshakes as long as there is a war going on.
Pretzels?
Pretzels, no, I will not do that. I choked on the pretzel when I was drunk.
Necco wafer?
Yes, and incidentally, that is the that is around. I've heard that on some of the far left websites that they are saying when he had that choking incident with the pretzel. Have you ever heard about this?
Yeah,
where
sure.
They're saying that you know, really there might have been a little drinky going on.
When I have heard that.
Because he choked and I guess he hit his head.
Right.
He passed out.
And I think it's a British journalist that was floating this around. This was in Vanity Fair magazine that I read an article about this. There was a physician, I think it was a British physician, that actually was on call, and he was over here in the United States, and there was alcohol in the blood. This is a theory. I don't know whether this is true or not, but, you know, for all those people that think maybe he doesn't occasionally, you know, this might be a whacked-out left-wing theory, or, according to Joe Ardinger, truth.
Gospel truth.
Same thing for him. Have you gotten your tax rebate yet? Anybody?
No.
I have not.
Neither.
No.
Either. No. When you get it, how are you going to spend it?
I'm going to go to the Costco, and I'm going to buy me something I don't need. I'm going to buy me a noodling kit so I can go down and get me the catfish out of those little little logs.
What's in the kit?
The kit?
I mean, all you need is your
extra
hand.
Fingers.
extra fingers. I got three artificial fingers in case I get me a snapping turtle and I lose me my pinky.
Well, you're lucky if you can spend it on something like that. More than 18 million Americans will be spending their economic stimulus tax rebate checks on gasoline and groceries.
Okay.
21 million people say they will spend it on groceries. A survey by the National Retail Federation shows that fewer than 50% of us plan to spend the money on, actually fewer than 2% of us plan to spend the money on things like furniture. Overwhelmingly.
I'm going to go buy a lot of end tables.
I'm going to buy cheese.
I'm going to buy wine.
Hey, wine and cheese. We'll have a party.
It'll be great. Now, the end tables that I bought.
Hope your tummy feels better by then.
Thank you, Mike.
All right.
Overwhelmingly, people plan to spend the money to pay off some of their debt, and there's a lot of that going around, which raises the question, will that $600 a person stimulate the economy, or are we just treading water? The tax rebate program already a mess. That's our story when we continue.
Tony, I want to thank you for coming by on the show today.
My pleasure.
Tony,
you did
a great job.
Thank you.
Watch Tony every single morning on Fox 5. He does a fantastic job.
The best morning show on television in
thank
D.C.
You.
And I want everybody to know here at the radio station, I want you back here as many times as we can get you.
Well, thank you very
you
much.
Are, you our are invited friend. Here whenever you want to come by.
Oh, I would. Can I come by tomorrow?
You can come by tomorrow.
Yes.
Anytime you want, Tony.
I'm busy.
Yeah, because, you know, really. I think Rob's stomach is going to blow up. I really do.
Really?
We want you here for that.
And the many colors.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, everybody.
We will be right back after a short break with the final buzz of the afternoon.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.